Crossing by Jenny Bornholt. Driving across town, she feels plain and botanical. At a crossing, there's a man with a cake, girl with a tune. Four young people wheel a bed headed for a house where a young woman might read, love a man, some men, might hold their bodies close and welcome some parts of those bodies into hers. Years later, she might see these men in suits and on television, and many years later might pass one, a house painter, as she drives to buy paint, for heaven's sake. Now nearing 60, this woman loves her husband ferociously. When she turns the compost and finds the flat, wrinkled body of a mouse, she remembers the time he rang her in Scotland to say he'd seen one in the pile, and what should he do? She shovels the remains of the mouse with the rest of the compost beneath the blossom, which bows low and graceful over neglect, which abounds, as it does, wonderfully, in the garden of the southern house they move to for a time. He's up to his ears in sadness, both of them aghast at landscape. Being asthmatic, he is immediately attractive to animals. At the lake, a fox terrier pup takes shelter under his chest as he lies down on a towel after a swim. In the kitchen, a mouse bumps into his foot. Drama in the house, not for the first time. These were rooms of costume, scenery, leading ladies and men on the front terrace, leaning on architect Ernst Plischke's rail, stone warm underfoot, snowed mountains as backdrop, while the deep, broad river passed below them, always on its way.